Commentator Meredith Small had a brush with the news media last winter. As she was walking down the street, she saw a professional video camera with a red light on. That experience only reinforced her thoughts about a person's right not to be photographed.
Someone was taping me walking down the street. I was, of course, bundled up against the cold. Long, bulky coat, hat pulled over my eyes, mittens and a scarf. Surely no one could have recognized me. But my reaction was to pull down my hat and move quickly away from the camera. It was some local news show, and they claimed they were filming only legs. But I didn't believe it. Everybody seems to think it's okay to take pictures of anybody, but it's not okay with me. I'm not some aging movie star afraid of the lens, and I'm not scared that someone is stealing my soul. In fact, I'm more than happy to ham it up in front of a camera when asked at home. I just don't like strangers to take my picture. This anti-camera stance developed during a research visit to Bali, Indonesia, when I had my first dose of being the objectified other. For several months, I worked at a Hindu temple grounds, watching monkeys interact with tourists. You could easily pick me out. I was the very tall, very white, very blonde woman with the clipboard. As such, I was an interesting oddity to the other tourists who were from Japan, Taiwan, and Java. All day long, visitors would walk up to me and ask what I was doing. As I began to explain, a flash would go off. Sometimes people might stand next to me at a polite distance, then sneak in closer as the camera clicked. I finally asked one of these photographers why they were interested in a picture of little old me. "Because we want to show our family back home that we saw someone like you," meaning someone so big and so white and so blonde, someone so exotic or ugly or strange. After several days of this, I had had enough. When two extremely polite girls from Taiwan asked if they could have a picture with me, one on each side, I found myself saying, "No." I should have explained that I had this horrifying image of myself in a frame on their mantelpiece, the strange creature they had photographed in a foreign country. I didn't want to be a souvenir. And that was also the moment I put my own camera down. I vowed never to take pictures of people from other cultures unless they were my friends, and the photographs were cherished mementos of them. And only those friends could have pictures of me.
Meredith Small is a professor of anthropology at Cornell University.